Wow. That John Baylor something on that flat picking, cross picking, excuse me. Well, it's great to be back at the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour, and we are here with the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers, Nikki Grossman and Joe Hart. And I want to just ask you a few more questions about your exciting lives. Your first album, I got to get this pronunciation,
Okooch Mountain Home.
And those are the mountains that are right there.
Correct. Okooch Mountains. Yeah, that's right. Where we live. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and have you been doing songs off of that album?
A few, yeah. The album has about half original songs on it, and we do about half of those regularly in our set.
Well, do you have another song you'd like to do for us?
Yes.
We do.
Tell us about it.
This is the title track from our new album, Don't Think About Tomorrow Tonight. I'm already gone. You could tell if you tried. You could tell if you listen to the doubts that you hide. So let's stop pretending that it'll last forever, when the truth is I've never come back. There's no one waiting for me, believe me. I just need to find what's inside me. So gently, softly, hold me beside you. Your sad, tender eyes, your hair in your face, your shoelace untied, your warm, soft fingers, your breath caught in hell, your heart here, pieces in my hand. There's no inside me, so gently, softly, hold me beside you. Don't think about tomorrow tonight. tomorrow tonight. Don't
Wow, that is just a beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you.
You know,
thanks.
It's strange, but I almost think Elvis could have covered that.
Oh, if only he could come back and do it.
Man, I would love him to do that.
I can't even imagine that. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but I could hear that. I could hear...
Maybe his backup singers could sing it with us.
But I think the reason...
But it'd be all like different rhythms, like... Doo, 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 doo. Don't think about tomorrow night, baby.
You're getting there. You're
maybe
getting
not.
There.
No, okay. It could be like a teardrop.
Well, if we ever have an Elvis contest upstairs, we know who to call.
Such a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's really. But interestingly enough, I hear in that song some maybe even 50s sort of maybe 50s sensibility.
Mm-hmm. I think
so.
A little bit of doo-wop in there, maybe. Yeah. I mean, we definitely, I'm trying to remember how that song got written. It's been a little while.
He wrote it.
You wrote that song?
Mm-hmm. I did,
and we
at
some point decided that I should sing it.
Yeah, well, originally I had written it before the Sapsuckers existed, and I was
way
like, that's
before,
not a Sapsucker
like
song.
10 years
Plus, I'm
ago.
Superstitious about bringing old songs into the band.
I know, he's like, none of these are going to work for our band. I'm like, yes, they are. They're all great songs.
I just have a superstition about it. That's all, really.
Well, let's hear a little bit about your. You must have, if you were writing songs early, did you travel around with those songs and sing them?
A little bit, yeah. I had a band called the Burn Barrel Choir for a while. It was really like a big harmony band, and we sang a lot of the songs that I wrote. Yeah,
wow,
I wrote a lot of music for that band.
That's cool. How many people were in the band?
Oh, I think it was like six or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and the instrumentation consisted
kind
of
a bluegrass string band,
yeah,
kind of thing. None of us was very good. It was sort of where I was cutting my teeth. But
And how old would you have been around that time?
Probably late 20s, I want to say. I don't remember exactly. Maybe into my early 30s, yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yep.
And Nikki, you're from the originally from the Minneapolis area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about growing up in Minneapolis. Were you doing music back then?
Oh, yes. Yeah. My folks live in a town called Golden Valley, which is a suburb of Minneapolis. And I grew up listening to a lot of the same stuff that you did. Doug, yeah. James Taylor and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Grateful Dead. Moody Blues, Carole King, a lot of that stuff.
And were you playing an instrument back then? Or
I started violin when I was 9, guitar when I was 14. I was a classically trained violinist from ages 9 to 15, and I just taught myself guitar.
And did you play with friends in the area, or did you play out?
I was way too awkward and shy to play with anyone until I was about 18 years old. And then I graduated high school, and instead of going to college like everyone wanted me to, I just went out traveling with hobos and met some old-time music playing hobos.
Wow.
And they were like, here, you play the violin, play Cotton Eye Joe with us. Like, okay.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so then I came home from that trip just obsessed, and I didn't know anyone who played that kind of music, and I just didn't know how to improvise or learn things by ear very well. So I just went to the library and checked out every single folk music book there was and made photocopies of all of them and had a big suitcase of these photocopies and like teaching myself these songs and tunes.
And were you listening to music then too?
But I didn't know how to copy it accurately to make it sound right.
Ah.
So I had a goofy band called Eatin' Hog Eye, and where we played all this.
Boy, I've had that before, and it's a great
music.
Dish.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It just makes you want to name
don't
a band
make fun
after
of it.
It.
But,
yeah. I know. It makes me cry when they make fun of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Eatin' Hog Eye played out. Yeah.
And so it was a goofy band. We did not know what we were doing at all, but it was really fun. Yeah. And then from there, I was in lots of different kinds of bands. I was in a like noisy punk rock, prog rock band. I was in a kind of like psychedelic country band. I played noise music. I was in a Eastern European women's choir. I was in a band that did Appalachian clogging. I did all kinds of stuff.
Well, that makes some kind of some narrative sense to me, because sometimes when I listen to you, it seems like a sort of a psychedelic experience. Yeah. You know, it's very much a kind of because it's a sense of, you know, do you remember the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, remember when they released The Circle Be Unbroken?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got that on double cassette tape.
That whole album seems so surreal to me because it was so incredibly well made, and it was an articulation of this roots, you know, work in a way. And so it really did, you know, it had a real impact, I think.
I love that album. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is great.
Yeah.
I love their work in Paint Your Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
That's a great one. Yeah. Well, would you like to play another song for us?
Sure. I have to retune my fiddle quick. Joe, say something.
Okay.
Something.
Joe, tell us about the Ark.
The Ark is an old church in the town of Viroqua, which is not far away from where we live. And it was built in, I want to say, 1880s in an octagon shape, sort of pre-public address system. And it's fallen into disrepair and was taken over by this crazy artist that lives in that town and is kind of a community arts center. And we had a radio show there. We actually recorded our second record there, Oakwich Mountain Home, just because the acoustics are so fantastic. Mm-hmm.
It's like this octagonal room with a sloped floor.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
You tuned up here's there?
I think so. Good enough. All right. This song is called Hoss.
From your high holy horse, like John Wayne.
it's fitting and fine, hoss. I really and truly don't mind, hoss. I've already walked off the line, hoss. That was drawn in the wrong place and time. And those papers too easily signed. And I tried to be gentle and kind, but I wasn't, and neither was you. Now was you now, hoss? Trails to you.
Mickey Grossman, Joe Hart, the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers. How wonderful. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
Will you come back sometime?
Thank you so much.
Of course we'll come back.
Oh, great. Great. Well, I want to thank Doug Hammond. I want to thank Jim Davis, Dr. Peters for coming up, and thank all our engineers, Brent Chupp, Jean Pazderka, Jennifer Reed, Marsha Heinsberger, Michelle Schricker, Dan Schupert, Matthew Bergmoser, Howard Gibbs, and all of you for coming to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Give yourselves a nice hand.
We wish to thank Jim and Tim for their participation in the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour game show, Shoot the Moon. Wild Rose Moon has been produced with support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert and Tom Kapazinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you, Hannah. Hey, John, is this dirigible prepared for takeoff?
Absolutely.
Let's take it. River goes round, around the bend. River goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Won't be long till the river goes round. So when you think you've lost at life.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production. So